From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Despite a ceasefire, fighting continued today in Monrovia, the capital of Liberia. The United States has not yet decided whether to send in American troops as part of a peacekeeping force. Such a deployment would be conditional on President Charles Taylor's stepping down. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia, and he joins us now. Jason, how bad was the fighting today?
Fighting was really limited today to two bridges on the west of the city that the rebels have been trying to take for the last 5 days. The problem in the past has been the mortar shells that have been landing in the heart of the city, and the mortars simply weren't flying today. So things were much calmer on the streets. There was intermittent gunfire, but it was relatively limited compared to what it's been like, particularly on Monday.
Have you been able to get any sense of the death toll over the past few days of fighting?
Government officials are saying it's 600 people, talking to people at the hospitals. It's probably around a couple of hundred people that have died that the hospitals have seen. On Monday, reporters sat down and tried to calculate how many dead they'd seen just on Monday and came up with a figure of 90. But it's very difficult to tell. Normal services like a morgue just aren't operating in Monrovia at the moment, and it's very likely that some people were buried by their relatives without being counted by anybody.
Is there any optimism there on the streets of Monrovia that eventually, and hopefully not too far from now, peacekeepers will enter the city and restore order?
No, there isn't much sense of optimism at all. Most of the people that I speak to on the streets of Monrovia feel that they've been abandoned by the international community, that peacekeepers were promised, and they were promised by the West Africans, and they just simply haven't come. And there was an opportunity when both sides in this conflict said they would accept peacekeepers, said that they were willing to lay down their arms, and it was conditional on peacekeepers getting in between them, and the international community hasn't gotten those peacekeepers here. So there's a great sense of frustration.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia, Liberia.